Sunday the 15th of August, 2021, 10:45 service. Sermon series, Rivers, God's Flow. Sermon title, The Storm. Bible reading, Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. Talk by Reverend Chika Nduku.
The Bible reading is taken from Mark chapter 4, 35 to 41. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this?" Even the wind and the waves obey him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for being here today to worship and fellowship with one another. We ask you that you speak the word of coming storm in our lives now. May I speak your word in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's difficult to just go through emotional send-off before you start preaching. It's very difficult to just come out and cannot will just stand me up and give me emotional, drain me down and say to me to come and preach again. I would have loved it to be after this, but I will try. I knew Canon 2011, opposite Sainsbury's, and I was still battling with the call of worshiping God or following God through this means. And I heard him preach. And after hearing him preach, and I said to myself, I don't mind to walk under him. And that encouraged me to go forth through the discernment process and everything. And through that, I was sent by my DDO to choose one person that can tell me what church is all about. And I said to him, "I'd like to go to St. Charles to speak with Martin." He said, "Go ahead." I remembered when I came to him, he took me inside the kitchen. And I said, "Is this church or kitchen?" He sat me down. I was comfortable. He gave me tea. I know he liked tea. He gave me tea and we drank. And he told me all sorts of things. He didn't frighten me with the church thing. He just told me, encouraged me. I took that on board. In 2016, December, early December, we walked in through this door when he accepted us to come and serve our curacy here. He said to us to come, the first service and the second service, to see how the church looks like before we can accept fully that we want to come here. We came in here, we sat at the last pew here. We didn't come the first service, but the second service. I remembered. Pauline and Jackie saw us, was pulling us to come and be a member of the church. And we were just laughing. Afterwards, Canon stood us up and introduced us to the church. We joined St. Charles fellowshipping with them, I met another vicar in the church, and I said, that looks like my mother. And absolutely, the words that comes out from her mouth sounds very motherly, that can advise you and encourage you. There is something I learned from her. If she don't like you, she will tell you I don't like you. She doesn't hide it. Deal with that. The staff team. We came in there and they said, do not pretend as if you know all of them. We will train you. I will miss the staff prayer and the staff jokes. Pauline, Ella, Sarah, how can I miss the youth worker here? My beautiful sister. And if I go on, if I don't mention your name, I'm trying to recollect. You know, you have many branches of whatever in this church. My choir that sings every time when we have 9 o'clock service. I look forward to hearing their voices. And I can be proud to say I'm happy to see some of them today. In 2019, when I finished a service with Reverend Christine, Canon ran inside and said to us, hey, hang on. Today might be the last day for the church. We thought it was a joke. That just, I'll keep you posted if we're going to have another service next Sunday. That's the beginning of the pandemic. We started learning how to use elbow, learning how to use eyes to communicate, learning how to use leg to say hello, learning how to use Zoom, learning how to use all sorts of ways. After the first week, the second week, Canon called me and said to me, Chika, come. We're going to St. Elizabeth. I said, wow. We went there. I love to work with him when it comes to some difficult situation. We went there, it was like you're going into lion's den. The church, somebody was inside the church. And he said, it's not going to move. The church of God. And he said to Canon, if you kick me out, I'm going to call the police for you now. And Canon said to me, you better just make sure you call the police. Chica, we're going to change the lock. We said it pastorally because that guy has lived in that church for over 15 years or thereabouts. And as a leader, he said that the best thing for you to do is not to live in the church for free. You need to go and explore to see the society. That was the first challenge. Canon said to me, Chika, here is the key. He left. I came back to the house and I said to my wife, I'm in trouble. He said to me, what is it? He said, I don't know where to start. This is a church, you don't even know anybody. You don't even know who is the strongest person there or the weakest. Obviously, what we have to do is just to kneel down and start praying. I started meeting Canon regularly, trying to get little experience from him. He helped me. And sometimes it would be very hard for me to walk across the river. He would say to me, Chika, my brother, this is church, this is leadership. You have to be strong, my brother. Carry on. I'll just go home, pray over it, and I carried on. I'm very grateful to work with you, and I'm very grateful to have you as a brother, and the relationship will continue to be going on. And if I don't talk about Mrs. Scott's evangelism team, we started the evangelism team like a play. Brother Ray was a member of the evangelism team, and my brother, Ian, Manny, Roger, By then, Jackie, Obi, these are the people in the evangelism team, and some of the names I might not mention now. Mrs. Scott taught me how to do evangelism in a different form, not purely the way I used to. Why? What I came here to do is just to learn. So I gathered lots of things from many people. What about prayer ministry? Sister Joy, Kay, faithful people, always on it. When they feel like nobody will come for the next week, they are still there pushing on. When they are sick, they are still there pushing on. Pastoral team. Kana will say to me, go to her. And she said to me, Chika, what are you doing today? We're going to so place. All those places we're going was kind of an encouragement. And what that's built me, made me to love pastoral visits. We visited many people. We prayed for many people. I saw how she took everybody like a family. I don't know what else to say about other teams, other departments in the church, but St. Charles, I'm very grateful that we came in here and we're going out with a lot of experience. I was asking God, what will I say to St. Charles today? And he said to me, to talk about this storm. This storm. I know, I'm just trying to be very polite to say many people here may have not experienced any storm this for the past 2 years. I know many, if we are lucky, but I know many of us, we have experienced storm for the past 2 years. Coronavirus, sickness, loss of family members. But I'm here to tell you something. This storm Christ is talking about is the storm to get the best out of you. It's not the storm to weigh you down, but the storm to know God more, to know God, where God is in your hearts, and to know your strength, to push yourself more. The place we read today is from Mark chapter 4, from verse 35 to 41, which I captioned to be the storm. And also, why are you so afraid? The storm. And why are you so afraid? There is something I call storm theology. Storm theology is the time when you believe who God is in your heart when you are in a very difficult situation. Remember that Psalm 130 was talking about a man who is in the depth of sea. Kind of knew that one of them, I'm phobia with heights. He has called me several times to come and do something in the church. Hanging something, I said, no, I'm not going to do that. But one of the things he didn't know that I have another phobia. Swimming across the lake or ocean. And that wasn't my fault. When I was in Nigeria, we went for a holiday somewhere. And we need to follow the shortcut. On a shortcut, we need to be in a boat that will carry our car and other people across. On our way, it's just like 30, 40 minutes crossing the ocean. And you know those kind of boats, they have two engines. When one fails, another one will start. But unfortunately, one has failed already. So we have only one at the middle of the ocean. The boat started jerking. And lo and behold, the engine was dead. Now, we are in the hands of God and the hands of the wind. And that was the last boat for the day, around 6 o'clock. Apparently, the wind was blowing and taking us all around the whole area. And all the workers, the other side, all of them are gone. So we slept there, dragging us from one area to another, till we found ourselves somewhere else. And that came up in the morning. I was scared. That was the heart of the storm. I was scared. My brother was scared. We thought we were dead. We prayed. We spoke in tongues. We shouted. We said, God, help us. We promised God everything. But when we found ourselves at the bank of the river, we jumped like a thief. That was the last strength. We jumped out of the boat. But the worst part of it, I jumped inside the river and I wasn't able to swim again. So that made me not to go closer to anything swimming. I wonder why, I wonder if you have experienced such a thing in your life. When you felt that you are going to drown, when you felt that the sickness will not let you go, when you felt that the loss of your dead loved one will not let you live your life, when you felt that coronavirus will not let you to live, will not let you to enjoy yourself, Jesus was telling parables. One thing I love about Jesus Christ is about he would tell parables to people in public, and he called his disciples and explained the parable to them. But he let others to sort it out by themselves. Jesus Christ told parables about mustard seed and everything. Then that was the time he became tired. He said to his disciples, let us leave here and go to the other side. The man that has worked for a long time, he was tired and he was sleeping on the boat. There comes a very big wave. They woke up and said, Jesus, why are you doing? What are you doing? Are you sleeping? And look at what they said to Jesus Christ. Teacher, don't you care if you drown? Have you asked this question before? God, don't you care? Have you been in a situation whereby you don't know what to say anymore? You started doubting God. You started doubting all these things I've been putting on. Am I sure that there is God? Remember, one stupid man said there is no God in the Bible. You know, sometimes people give quotation. They don't know the beginning of it. Somebody come out and say, there is no God. It's written in the Bible. But he did not read the first part to know a foolish man says, there is no God. Have you asked yourself this question before? Is there any time I've doubted God in my circumstance, in my situation? I see my loved one dying. I see my loved one sick. And I started doubting God. God, where are you? Do you want us to die? Why can't you come and help me? Remember what Jesus Christ said. He woke up and immediately said, quiet, be still. That's what I bring to you, to your situation today. What you are going through, that Jesus is saying to you today, quiet and be still. Remember, he says, if you have a faith like a mustard seed, a little seed, you will tell the mountain to move, and the mountain will move. Remember that the mustard seed is the smallest part of the seed, But when he plants it, it becomes the biggest tree. And the bird comes on it to perch. If you have that faith, we know that sometimes we doubt our faith. That was why Jesus Christ asked them, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" This question is for everybody. Why are we still afraid? Why are we so afraid? Do we still have no faith? I've been in this church and I've seen faithful people in this church. I've been in this church, I've seen prayers being answered. I've been in this church, I've seen miracles done. I've been in this church, I've seen the leaders doing what God has instructed them to do. Where is your faith? Is your faith still growing, or is your faith diminishing? If your faith is diminishing, wake up and tell those things that are making you not to have faith to be still. It is hard to say that. It is very hard to have that faith. But if you push yourself, you will. Remember, in Psalm 23, it says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil." Because of what? Because he is with us. I hope today you will find your faith, and you will get up and you say to those situations, "Be still, because I know that my Redeemer liveth." Remember in Matthew 28, verse 20b, that is the promises of God, the promises of Jesus Christ when he was going out of this world. In 20b, it says, "I am with you till the end of time." Jesus Christ said, "I am with you to the end of time." And also, if you remember that in John 10, verse 10, "Because the enemy has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But God, Jesus Christ himself, has come to give us life and to give us what? In abundance." I hope you'll be encouraged today to brighten up, to say to those things that are weighing us down, "You're not going to get me now, because I'm standing up in the time of storm." I love this man who did this one day. In all his situation, his problems, he brought two chairs, and one the other side, and one the other side. He said, "Devil, can you come? Satan, come here, sit down here. Now listen very carefully. Watch me the way I'll praise my God, because you're not going to weigh me down." I'm encouraging you today, brothers and sisters, in every situation, in whatever you are going through, our Lord Jesus Christ is with us to the end of time. Even if you walk through the shadow of death, even if the circumstance is too hard for you to bear, shout out to Christ. Shout out to God. He is not deaf. He will hear your cry and he will help you. In your pain, in your situation, remember that God is always with us. Amen.
Thank you very much, Chika. An encouraging talk, reminding us, no matter what storms that we face in life, we do not face them alone. That the Lord is always with us. So thank you very much for reminding us. I'm going to ask Kay now to come and lead us in our intercessions. Thank you, Kay.